This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 291 for Thursday, March 2nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Thursday morning, getting support from most comparable oils. The May canola contract gains $3.40 at $822 per ton, and the July contract rises $3 at $817.80 per ton. There are sharp upswings in Malaysian palm oil and more modest increases in European rapeseed. Chicago soybeans and soy meal are turning around to push higher, while soy oil remains lower. Small upticks in global crude oil prices are spilling over into vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged, with the loonie at 73.47 U.S. cents. The United States Department of Agriculture issues its export sales report for the week ending February 23rd. Wheat sales include 284,000 tons of old crop and 16,800 tons of new crop. Corn export sales come in at 598,000 tons of old crop, with no new crop sales. Those for soybeans comprise of about 361,000 tons of old crop, which is a marketing year low, plus 134,000 tons of new crop. Old crop soy meal exceeds 172,000 tons, along with 40,500 tons of new crop. Soy oil comes in at 1,200 tons. The USDA says 443.55 million bushels of corn were used for ethanol production in January. Meanwhile, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is proposing to expand sales of E15 blend ethanol in 8 states that would take effect in 2024. Brazil reports its February corn exports came to 2.28 million tons, about 3 times more than a year ago. Brazil's soybean exports for February were 5.2 million tons, down 17% from a year ago. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday morning. The May contract rises 5 cents at $14.99 per bushel. May soy oil loses almost a third of a cent at 60.51 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is up $2.90 at $4.7320 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher, with the May contract adding a quarter cent at $6.36 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower, with its May contract down 1.5 cents at $3.34. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, as Chicago May advances 9 cents at $7.19. Kansas City May gains a dime at $8.26. And Minneapolis May rises 12 cents at $8.76. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, March 2nd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.